Here's my destructive exploration into the module used in retro antique slash filament Sawn-Off B02FA60, available from AliExpress. Sawn-Off shipped these in decent packaging because they're glass. It arrived in a thick pillowed envelope, as well as the box with plastic inner shell. I believe the hard foam glue is a phenol formaldehyde resin, so will be hard to soften, dissolve. I heated the metal fitting and finally managed to pop it off. It broke the LED filament wires as it came apart. The PCB with power converter, capacitors, and Wi-Fi module is buried in more resin, the metal fitting, and a plastic ring. Further removal was destructive. I'm not putting this back together. After scraping enough resin away, the module is desoldered. The MCU is an ICOM Semi SV6166F, aka CKW04. The subject of previous musings here, module RE705 MBV0.1, also seen here, and probably in a few other Sawn-Off devices. The ESOP8 chip is a Reactor Micro RM9012GB LED driver. Datasheet attached. Before continuing, I traced every pad and contact. So from UART1TX at 921600 baud, we have this log. I was able to enter the boot menu by sending the M character at power on, as shown in boot log. Unfortunately, I hit X. Next, which went straight into erasing the flash and waiting for an upload of new firmware, so that's the factory firmware gone. End F. This boot menu, X modem and CCCC console output is very similar to the serial port firmware upgrade step shown in the high-flying HF-LTP-X30 upgrade document, high-flying Wi-Fi module operation guide 2020814. I think my next step will probably be to attempt an upload of something, maybe the HF-LPD1X0 firmware supplied here.